Cloudy Cloudy of SAA joins us on the line now from Johannesburg. Cloudy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Now, there apparently might be a meeting between union and management this afternoon. We've been told that a new offer has been made to NUMSA. NUMSA said that it's meeting with its members this afternoon and is not prepared to speak anymore until the members have considered that offer. Might these talks possibly change the cancellation of flights tomorrow and Saturday, or is that a done deal come what may?
John, let me put it this way. This is part of our ongoing efforts to try to dissuade labor or unions from embarking on an industrial action, notwithstanding the fact that the unions have received the certificate of non-resolution, meaning that they can embark on an industrial action. We still reached out to them even after they have served us with a notice to embark on a strike action. And when we reached out to them late yesterday afternoon into the evening, we then presented an offer where we said, different from what was an original offer of 5.9%, we are now bringing some qualifications onto this offer in the form of revision, where we are putting specific dates. In other words, it becomes a post-dated check where somebody should be able to cash that check at a particular date, as opposed to simply saying that we will honor our commitment whenever we have money available. That was the offer on the table yesterday, and then the unions had to go back and meet with their constituencies, and this meeting that is taking place now, that is when they are giving us feedback. And if everything is positive, this should be a deal breaker. But if not, it means then we'll have to continue to look for other ways of breaking the stalemate.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question. If the union accepts the offer, do you reinstate the flights, which you have already said you are going to cancel on Friday or Saturday?
We have cancelled the flights, John.
And they will not be reinstated, no matter what the union response to your latest offer?
The flights have been cancelled. Let me put it this way, insofar as the possible impact operationally is with respect to the 2 days. Insofar as reinstating the service for Friday is concerned, that will not be possible given the time of the day where we are currently and given the fact that there is no outcome. What we could push for is to explore an option of trying to reinstate the service, even if it is partial, maybe on Saturday. But as matters stand right here, right now, the flights for both those days, Friday and Saturday, remain cancelled.
And those are all SAA flights, with the exception of some international flights?
These are all SAA-operated flights where SAA is the operating carrier. This may also be looked at by other partners as co-chair partners, where they are the marketing carriers, but we are talking about SAA own metal operated flights. The exception of the flights that we have referred to is where we are indicating that the impact in terms of cancellation will not be felt immediately. In other words, we are indicating that there will be inbound flights that are coming from over the border, anywhere on the African continent and internationally, that will continue to operate coming to the base in Johannesburg.
But no SAA flights, no planes carrying SAA livery will take off from anywhere within South Africa to anywhere within South Africa, within Africa, the rest of the world, Friday, definitely, Saturday, almost certainly.
For the 2 days where there's a cancellation, there will not be any SAA aircraft taking off from Johannesburg. What will happen on Friday, it will be the inbound flights that will be coming in. Then there will not be any takeoff, whether domestically, regionally or internationally, for the 2 days.
And what do people who have an SAA ticket for tomorrow or Saturday, whether it is between Cape Town and Johannesburg, Johannesburg to Accra, or Johannesburg to, I don't know, somewhere else in the world, what do they do?
Yes. What we have done, we have reached out to our partners. SAA is a Star Alliance carrier, and we also have a codeshare and interline agreements with other carriers. That enables us to speak to our partners in order to facilitate a process where we could have these passengers being reaccommodated on those carriers. We also appreciate the fact that we are dealing with different categories of passengers who may be holding tickets right now. There may be such individuals who said, would say, the reason I purchased a ticket was to travel on a specific day only, and if I cannot travel on that day, it is pointless for me to travel on any future date. And that category.
Okay, but I mean, a ticket holder, somebody who has a ticket for tomorrow or Saturday from Cape Town to Joburg, or from Joburg to Durban, or from Joburg to Harare, what does that person do? Do they go to the airport? Do they phone SAA? Do they wait for SAA to contact them? What do they do to find out whether they will be able to fly tomorrow or Saturday to their destination?
A short answer to that, John, I thought I was going to unpack different categories, yeah. But all the same, a short answer is that they need to go to the place where they purchased their ticket, and they will get assistance in terms of the reaccommodation policy that we have in place, which I was trying to unpack to differentiate between different categories.
Yeah.
There are contact numbers which they can dial both in South Africa, in the United States, and in Germany, where they can get their assistance from in terms of our call centers.
Okay, so if you bought your ticket at a physical location, go back to that physical location and engage with the people there. If you bought your ticket online, then use the contact number, which I presume appears on the Fly SAA website at the moment.
That is the case. That is correct. And those who have purchased their tickets through the travel agents, they need to go back to the travel agents, because then we have been in touch with the travel agents.
Thank you very much, Ladi Tladi, speaking there for SAA.